Masechet Me'ilah Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Pirutash el Hekdesh shenafla letoch hakis. If a person has a coin of Hekdesh that fell into a bag and became lost with other non-Hekdesh Pirutot there as well, or she'amar Pirutah b'kis ze Hekdesh, or he says, a Pirutah in this bag that I have is Hekdesh, but he doesn't specify which Pirutah he's talking about. So now the coin is amongst other coins in this bag. There's an unidentified pirutah of Hekdesh and non-Hekdesh pirutot all mixed together. He could have come up with a quick solution and just transferred the holiness of that one coin in there to a different coin, but for whatever reason, he didn't do that. We say, Kevan she'otziyat harishona ma'al. As soon as he takes out one of the coins from that bag and he spends it, he commits the sin of me'ilah. And really, he does a safek me'ilah because he doesn't really know if he used that coin or not. So therefore, he has to bring in asham talui, a korban that's brought when a person thinks they may have committed a sin. That's talking about a avera that if it was done on purpose, he would have had to bring a korban hatat. So here, since it's uncertain, he has to bring in asham talui, and that serves as a sort of atonement for him in the interim until he eventually finds out if he did it or not. If he later finds out that he did commit me'ilah, let's say he spends all the coins that were in that bag, so he definitely spent the coin that was Hekdesh, he would have to bring a asham me'ilot afterwards, the korban that's brought when a person definitely commits me'ilah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is all the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Say the Hachamim, he doesn't bring korban until he spends all of the pirutot that are in the bag. Once he does that, he definitely commits me'ilah, and he would have to bring the regular asham me'ilot that a person has to bring for violating me'ilah. But until that point, he does not bring a korban, even though it's possible that he did commit me'ilah when he first spent that original coin. He doesn't bring an asham talui, because according to Hachamim, a person does not bring in asham talui if he's uncertain if he committed me'ilah. Hachamim say that he only brings in asham talui if he's uncertain about an avera that would obligate him to bring a korban hatat. Me'ilah doesn't have a korban hatat. It has an asham me'ilot. So therefore, if a person's uncertain whether he did me'ilah or not, he doesn't bring the asham talui. He only brings it when he definitely finishes and completes the sin. Mishnah said that if a person said that one coin should be Hekdesh, one coin that's in his bag becomes Hekdesh, but not if he makes the following declaration. Modet Rabbi Akiva be'omer piruta min akis ze Hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva agrees that if a person says before the last piruta is removed from this purse, it should become Hekdesh, that only the last piruta that remains is Hekdesh. So therefore, he's allowed to continue to spend all of the pirutot that he has without any nervousness about me'ilah until he's about to spend the last one in the bag. When he reaches that last pirutah in the bag, he's not allowed to spend it. That pirutah is Hekdesh. That's what Rabbi Akiva would agree in this case. Hadran alach, masechet me'ilah.